1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Adopt
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The U.S. striking targets in Syria that the Defense Department says were sites used in drone attacks against U.S. service members. Fighting outside of Gaza's largest hospital continues as doctors say they need to get patients to safety. Several babies born prematurely had to be moved out of neonatal intensive care units because there is no longer any fuel for generators. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu resisting growing calls for a ceasefire. The Republican field for president narrowed a bit over the weekend as Senator Tim Scott says he's dropping out of the race.
This did come as a surprise to Senator Tim Scott's own campaign staff and donors. He suddenly made the decision to get out of the race. It was unclear if he could even make the next debate stage. He is now the second Republican candidate to drop out in recent weeks.
ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott in Washington. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. Some local programs say they'll have to close. Efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee could be in trouble. The state Senate votes tomorrow on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of this morning, not enough senators support it to pass it. The bill's author is Republican Dan Fine.
We're still in session until February, March. So this is not over for this session. We're hopeful to get to some kind of an agreement before we adjourn for the year.
Fine on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. An animal shelter in Duluth has been forced to stop taking in dogs and cats after an increase in surrenders. According to a Northern News Now report, PJ's Rescue in Duluth has seen 27 surrenders since August and recently took in half a dozen puppies that were found in the woods. The organization is foster-based and doesn't have a facility capable of hosting so many animals. One board member cited people returning to the office after COVID as a reason they're seeing increased surrenders. A bipartisan group of lawmakers are sponsoring a bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature that would create a psilocybin research pilot program in the state. The program would be run through the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and veterans 21 and older with diagnosed treatment-resistant PTSD would be eligible to participate. The bill would create a medicinal psilocybin treatment fund to support the research, and universities would be able to accept donations to expand it. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Packers lose on the last play of the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Steelers 23-19 in Pittsburgh. The game was back and forth and came down to the final 3 seconds. Green Bay on the Pittsburgh 16, and instead of a touchdown, the ball intercepted by the Steelers. Jordan Love.
Last play of the game. Trying to take a shot to the end zone, dialed up a play that we, you know, work all the time in practice, pretty much just trying to get a shot right there in the front in line to Christian. The DB was able to jump in front of the route and make a pick.
The Packers now 3-6. They host the Chargers on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks are back at home tonight. They host the Chicago Bulls. Milwaukee losing to the Magic in Orlando 112-97. That snapped a 14-game winning streak the Bucks had over the Magic. Milwaukee now 5-4 for the year. College football, offense, defense, special teams, nothing seems to be working for the Wisconsin Badgers after losing at home 24-10 to Northwestern. Luke Fickell.
There's not a single complimentary thing right now that we're doing. I don't think we've done in the last couple weeks.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast.
Daytime highs approaching 53 this afternoon. Under sunny skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 35 tonight, mainly clear. High of 60 tomorrow, cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 39.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. UK.
Join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. You know, Thanksgiving is a couple weeks away, and I think that, you know, the older I get, the more I miss some of the traditions, right? And what those days used to mean, you know, and I don't know. Certainly families are still gathering. People travel all over the country. Thanksgiving, Christmas are probably two of the most traveled holidays that there are. But I do think that there's something that's missing. And maybe it's just the fact that as we age, we look at all these things through a different prism. Because Thanksgiving used to always be just one of my favorite of all holidays. That probably is because my uncles and aunties, who all long since gone, my mom, my dad, many of my brothers and sisters, all those people are gone. And so that's what it meant. You know, I never, Thanksgiving to me was never about, you know, what they claim it was about. The pilgrims and all, that was never what that meant to me. It was always about extended family. And no matter what was going on in the world, at least for that day, you know, for that period of time, you knew that all the rest of the things in the world didn't matter. It was a respite. Thanksgiving was a respite. And so no matter what was going on, we could escape. And maybe that's what that is, right? Maybe that's what that was, an escape from reality. Because here's what happens still. As a nation, we all pull together once a year. And we feed everybody. All the churches, all of the nonprofits, businesses, you name it. We're going to make sure everybody gets a hot meal. There's nobody who's homeless who won't get a hot meal on Thanksgiving. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. If we can do it for one day, I believe we can do it and should do it on a daily basis. People aren't just hungry on Thanksgiving. And if we can make it happen as we do, and we know people are hungry and we know where they are, because surely, I don't care where they are, people reach them and there's a hot meal and they welcome everybody in. Why can't we do that every day? 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, I miss those days of my siblings and my aunts and uncles and my mother and my father. I miss those days. And Thanksgiving will never be the same for me. Because it's those people that I miss. And maybe that's what it was all the time. Maybe it wasn't so much the day as it was the people. 844-967-2789. Help me understand. Those of you who've been around a while, if I'm just waxing nostalgic, or if there's something to what I'm saying. Because, something about aging. Something about thinking and looking back over the years. And how those things that we took for granted, we wish we can have him back just one more time. Now, I'm going to be doing what I do every Thanksgiving. I'm sure I'll get more than an inordinate amount of calls for me to make my award-winning deep-fried turkey. I'm just saying. I'm not exaggerating. I'm an award-winning guy when it comes to my deep-fried turkeys. So people ask me constantly to, you deep frying any turkeys? Well, and there have been times when, I've spent probably from 5 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock in the evening preparing deep fried turkeys for people on Thanksgiving. Probably not going to do it as much this time around. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. How you doing? Am I off base?
No, I don't think so. You know, the whole holiday for me is a kind of, you know, adoptive one, right? And as an observer at first and the participant later on in the Thanksgiving, I think it's not just about Thanksgiving. It's more of a unity. And the country is divided. Everybody pulls the blanket on their own side. The only thing that parties and political and economical, powerful people are pulling that baby apart. And unfortunately, it reflects on the mood and desires of a whole country, and there is no unity. There is no desire to say thank you.
Well, Karina, you're from a different nation, and so you see it clearly from a different perspective than most of us who are born and bred in this nation, and what we've been taught. You see it from the prism of, from a different nation. But it is. I mean, if we can all come together and make sure that everybody eats on Thanksgiving, and then we stand up and we say, bravo, everybody ate. Look at what we've done. But then the next day, the very next day, we walk past the same people who we fed on Thanksgiving. And we feel like we've accomplished something. How does that make any sense?
No, it doesn't make sense, especially that if you look into physiological part of the deal, if you're going to take somebody very hungry and feed them, they'll die. Okay? They just die because they're not capable of digesting that much food. One. Two, I don't understand. I don't understand why in America are hungry people in the begin with, right? We're not third country. We have enough surplus. Look how much food is being thrown away on a daily basis. It just doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make sense because people would rather lose than to spend any amount of resources. Like a soul resources, time resources, money resources, to actually giving it away. It's easier to put it in the garbage.
Yeah, I mean, you're right on point, and thank you as always, Karina. I want to give it some thought. I want you to give it some thought and give me a call after we come back. Got some bills to pay. But, 844. 967-2789. We'll be right back.
Knocking at the door, somebody ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door, let them in.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
It's not the situation, I just need contemplation over you. I'm not so systematic, it's just that I'm an addict for your love. Nothing that I want to hold you, I never ever should have told you. Never ever should have told you you're my only world. Just think how long I've known you. It's wrong for me to own you, lock and key. It's really
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789, text us that same number. What is wrong with us as a society? Hey, Calvin, you know who Dwayne The Rock Johnson is?
I am familiar, yes.
Okay, so the former WWE wrestler later became a great movie maker and you know, filthy rich guy and smart guy. I like him. Got great personality. But why would people say that he should be the president of the United States? Why are people, he said, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has revealed that multiple political parties approached him and asked him if he would consider becoming president of the United States. And so a survey, a poll, revealed that almost 50% of Americans would support his campaign.
I don't know about that one, Earl.
Well, but I mean, something is wrong with our nation and our people. I like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I do. I don't know what it's... politics are, you know, I don't know how astute he is politically or what he really knows or understands. I guess it would not be unusual since you go back to Ronald Reagan and, you know, Ronald Reagan, who was an actor and was drafted to become the president of the United States. We saw how that went. But at least Ronald Reagan had some prior political, held office. He was a governor of California for many years. But Dwayne Johnson has no political involvement. He's never held office anywhere. You know, why would somebody think that the only he may be the guy who should be the president of the United States, and 50% of people said they would support him. Part of why we're in such trouble, so much trouble in this nation, is I just don't think people take things seriously enough. And you certainly can't be taking things serious if you think that Dwayne The Rock Johnson, with no political background, should run for president of the United States. I understand we've got all these people, congressmen, senators, governors, and others that we can choose from, and yet people would prefer an entertainer. You know, I just don't think our nation thinks seriously enough about things. I honestly don't. I really don't. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. There's a lot of uninformed Americans and celebrities do cultivate emotions. And he seems like a really good guy.
And he is that.
I know of him, I like him. But none of this discussion would happen if the president right now was doing a good job. If he was doing a good job in every aspect, any aspect of our lives, this wouldn't even be a discussion.
The fact that
a possible convicted convict, as your party and, you know, I hear spoken about every day, it's quite obvious that we're desperate. We're desperate for leadership in this country because this president has failed both the Republicans and Democrats.
All right, CJ, thank you very much for the call. You know, this is not about this president. This is clearly about the fact that apparently the American people and who we look at and what we're looking for in leadership is not there. So it's not about, you know, Joe Biden being the president. That's what people are looking for. Because clearly, you know, the guy who's running on the other side of the ledger, if you look at anything that he's doing, you know, maybe people haven't looked at the way that Donald Trump has cavorted himself in the court would tell you that there's something seriously wrong with that man screaming and yelling in the court and acting as though, you know, he's above that. So it's not even that. It's just the fact that Americans have lost their way. And yes, when there's more concern about, you know, Taylor Swift. Oh, Taylor Swift, she just became a billionaire. Elon Musk. Oh, Elon Musk may become the first trillionaire. I mean, the American people, for the most part, were not serious enough. If we were serious enough thinkers, we wouldn't propose that Dwayne The Rock Johnson should somehow, you know, run for president of the United States, as serious a position as that is, without any background. But over 50% of us say we'd vote for him. What does that say about the American people? You know, that he's somehow, because he's famous, you know, because we're used to seeing him, he's got a great smile, great physique, you know, rich, handsome guy. Oh, that's the guy who should be the president of the United States. We really are at a crossroads in this nation. Got to pay some bills. We'll return shortly. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Diversity offices at the universities of Wisconsin remain a sticking point in talks on UW system funding. The UW system announced $32 million in new spending Republicans are demanding for key degree programs last week. System President Jay Rothman.
This is a critical juncture. Are we going to invest in our universities? Are we going to invest in the greatest talent magnet the state has and talent developer that the state has, or are we not?
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. Wisconsin's gun deer season starts Saturday. Wildlife officials remind hunters it's illegal to shoot from an all-terrain vehicle, even if it's parked. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says guns and bows on ATVs have to be unloaded. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced Microsoft will invest billions of dollars to expand its data center footprint in Mount Pleasant. In a press release, Governor Evers said, quote, Microsoft's injection of billions of dollars to expand its operations in Mount Pleasant will have a positive impact that will be felt in the region and across our state for years. Wisconsin's recent designation as a regional tech hub also contributed to Microsoft's decision to invest in the state. A $242 million upgrade project is in the works at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. The project was announced Thursday by the Metropolitan Airports Commission and Delta Airlines and is expected to be completed by late 2025. The plan would update designs for the concourses and about 75 Delta gates, as well as technology upgrades to improve flight and gate information screens. The MAC is investing $182.5 million in the project, and Delta will kick in the remaining $60 million. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Packers lose on the last play of the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Steelers 23-19 in Pittsburgh. The game was back and forth and came down to the final 3 seconds. Green Bay on the Pittsburgh 16, and instead of a touchdown, the ball intercepted by the Steelers. Jordan Love.
Last play of the game. Trying to take a shot to the end zone, dialed up a play that we, you know, work all the time in practice, pretty much just trying to get a shot right there in the front in line to Christian. The DB was able to jump in front of the route and make a pick.
The Packers now 3-6. They host the Chargers on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks are back at home tonight. They host the Chicago Bulls. Milwaukee losing to the Magic in Orlando 112-97. That snapped a 14-game winning streak the Bucks had over the Magic. Milwaukee now 5-4 for the year. College football, offense, defense, special teams, nothing seems to be working for the Wisconsin Badgers after losing at home 24-10 to Northwestern. Luke Fickell.
There's not a single complimentary thing right now that we're doing. I don't think we've done in the last couple weeks.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 53 this afternoon. Under sunny skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 35 tonight, mainly clear. High of 60 tomorrow, cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 42.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Amory's radio station.
Late December back in '63. Whoa.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Calvin, are you a guy who uses microwave ovens?
Yeah, I would say I do.
Did you know the inherent dangers in using microwave ovens?
I guess I thought the danger was only if you stood too close and stared into it.
No, man. Things you should never put in the microwave oven. How was any of us to know that? Because I've done this. You know, you've got some potatoes you've cooked over on the stove and or in the stove in the oven. And you didn't eat all of them, and you have to put them in the refrigerator. And who would ever know that you should never rewarm any potatoes that you've cooked above the stove or in the oven, you know, on the top of the range or in the oven, that should never go into the microwave because it creates poisonous. I mean, just, I guess we really, there's so many things that go on and so much information that we don't know about that impacts and affects our lives. I just love going into this information. You know, I remember when microwaves first came into existence, you know, that's how old I guess I really am. And we used to think, man, we watch it on television and only the rich had microwaves, right? And so you would say, wow, man, look at that. They could put something in there and food would be ready in, you know, a short period of time. But we never knew anything about those rays, you know. Reheating cooked potatoes can lead to ingestion of a dangerous bacteria. While it's usually very safe to zap certain potatoes in the microwave when they're fresh, the same can't be said when it comes to pre-cooked potatoes. If you are planning on microwaving leftovers, you may need to rethink your plan. When potatoes have been cooked and cooled in the refrigerator, they can create a kind of bacteria called Clostridium botulinum or whatever. Whatever it is, it says that you and I should not be putting potatoes that you have cooked either in the oven or above the oven and refrigerated. They should never go back into a microwave oven to be reheated because of the inherent dangers of that. Reheating potatoes in the microwave won't get rid of the bacteria, which could then cause a potentially fatal illness called botulism. Botulism, yeah. It may be safe to reheat your potatoes in the oven instead, but it is best to check on an individual basis depending on how the potatoes were cooked and cooled down in the first place. Man, there's so many things, Calvin, that we are not privy to information that we don't know. Did you know rice in the microwave could lead to food poisoning? Did you know that rice contains spores of something called Bacillus cereus? This bacteria is present on uncooked rice, but can be mainly removed when you cook rice in boiling water. That's why it's always best to cook rice in a pan of boiling water or using specific rice steamer. What I'm saying is that there's so many things that impact and affect us. A lot of creations that people have made to improve our lives, to make things better. In the long run, they found cause us tremendous harm. And these are things that we would never know about unless somebody takes the time to write them down. And then somebody like me, who's scouring to try to find things to talk about, finds those things out. Because we've been, you know, all of us thinking that those things are safe for us. And it turns out that many of these things are not safe for us. And, you know, there's the latest, and that I've got this thing that I've never used. Bought it almost 2 years ago. And Calvin, it's, what do you call it, man? You put your food in it and it doesn't use oil, and it's called
an air fryer.
An air fryer. Right now it's, you know, everybody's using air fryers. Have you ever used one?
Yep, I have one.
Have you used it?
Yeah.
They work well?
Yeah, they work pretty good. It's just like a self-contained convection oven. Is basically what it is.
Okay, so what's a convection oven? I don't know what that
is. A convection oven is like a oven with like a fan.
Okay.
It like moves the air through it. Supposed to
so does
cook
it,
things
does
faster.
It, so what about the flavor? Does it flavor? Doesn't it lose flavor or any of those things?
Oh, no. It gets things crispier than the oven without using oil like you would in a fryer. So it's kind of like a happy medium between the two.
Well, I've had one for 2 years, and I keep seeing it sitting over there. And every time I go past it, it says, hey, come here. Hey, remember me? Hey, come on, come here. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, I remember you. I bought you 2 years ago. Are you ever going to use me? Hey, come here. Let's go to Lynn from Oconomowoc Walk. Hey, good morning to you, Lynn. How you doing?
I'm doing well, even though I eat my eggs once over medium. I received a written questionnaire from the CDC.
Yes.
Stating that if you eat your eggs with a runny yolk, you're going to die from some kind of bacterial infection. And it said after the 12th page, are you still going to eat your eggs once over medium? And I said, seeing that I had sushi for dinner last night, the runny yolk doesn't bother me at all. And when I was a child, my mom would crack eggs into the blender with orange juice, raw eggs. And that's, it's delicious. Raw eggs and orange juice blended. Eggs, like in the meringue, don't need
right.
to have sugar. They're very sweet. So I grew up on raw eggs.
So let me ask you, all of these inventions, and I know, you know, we can't be protected from everything, right? But, you know, I never knew that you shouldn't use plastic in microwaves, right? We've been using them ever since they came out with microwaves. We've been using plastics, right?
Well, a lot of the food
comes in plastic.
Prepared food from even Costco comes in plastic.
Did you know that plastic should never be used in microwaves?
Yeah, well, yes, and my daughter reminds me that all the time, and I still put the water into the plastic container and throw it's shrimp ramen from Costco.
Yes.
It's pretty good. Add a little soy sauce. And, I'm still alive, and I'm older than you.
So, Lynn, I guess the point is, if they tell us that it's unsafe to eat food in plastic in a microwave, why do they keep putting it in plastic?
Oh, glass is very heavy. I always keep water in my glass Pyrex measuring cups. I do reheat my coffee in my porcelain cups or whatever they are. I do not. Other than the containers coming in plastic, I do not reheat things in plastic. But I just finished four baked potatoes over a period of like a week and a half that I had baked in the oven and then reheated in the microwave, and I didn't get sick.
So listen to this. Heating water in the microwave could cause it to become dangerously hot. We know that. But it also says it creates I forgot what this is called. When boiling water in Pyrex and Chinaware, you should never boil or cook anything or reheat anything in Chinaware because it could contain metal that becomes dangerous when heated in the microwave. How do we know what's in the Chinaware?
Well, I'm pretty confident that I have my whole set of kitchen dishes have lead in them.
I know. So what are you trying to do? Make mockery of my conversation this morning?
No,
I'm only joking.
Putting a realistic spin on it.
I'm only joking. You know, Lynn, the realistic part of all of it is, you know, you really can't protect yourself. We can't be protected from everything. But I do expect our government to protect us from some things. Let us know ahead of time before those things go on the market so we can make a decision, an educated decision on whether or not we want to be exposed to those things. Is that fair enough?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's all I'm talking about. Let me know so I'll know, right? And then I can make an educated decision on whether or not I'm going to put those potatoes that you put in the microwave on yesterday and did whatever it did to them and you devoured them.
I did give my second air fryer to my daughter.
Oh, okay.
I have the one with the tray and you can't see it cooking and that drives me crazy. And so I bought a second, you know, I had the big Kohl's 30% off, probably a lot of Kohl's cash to spend. So I bought a second air fryer with the window.
Well, so.
And
so...
I took it out of the box, put it on the counter. Never unwrapped it.
See that, Calvin? I don't feel alone. Hey, Lynn, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for chiming in. We'll be right back. What do you say? 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Bob. Good morning to you, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Earl. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Well, Earl, I want to dive back to the topic you had about a half an hour ago. I'm a missionary driving. I take food out from the gathering of Southeast Wisconsin, and I take that out on the near west side of Milwaukee. I take out warm meals 5 mornings a week and 2 evenings a week and Saturday noon. There's never enough. There's never enough meals. There's so many hungry people here in the Milwaukee area, and especially on the near west side. And I'm very thankful that the Gathering of Southeast Wisconsin is able to provide meals for me to take out.
You know,
on behalf of my church.
You know, Bob, peace and blessings to you and others who understand, who see people as human beings and who see them as they are. Who don't see them as just, a bump on the log. As I stated before, Thanksgiving is a time that there's always enough, and our nation and everybody makes an effort to make sure that everybody, I don't care who it is, even your enemy, make sure that they get fed on that one day out of the year. The other 364, it's almost as if, people can manage. But I just happen to believe that we can do it that one year. We should be able, one day out of the year, we should be able to do that, more. Don't you?
Earl, I think we need to step it up. I think we can all do it. I think we can do it 365 days a year. The way I look at it is, there but by the grace of God go I.
No question, so, sir.
Yeah, and again, the charity I'm carrying meals from is the Gathering of Southeast Wisconsin.
Well, thank you, sir, and tell them that, we all thank them because, when you're doing that kind of work, you don't do that work for somebody to give you praise, right? Because people don't see it. All of you souls who have gathered and are doing that are doing the work that we all need to be doing some of. So thank you, and may God bless you and continue to keep you as you continue to do that kind of work. It's invaluable. Appreciate it. Let me say this to you guys. If you've already bought your turkey and it's frozen, you're making a mistake. If you've never had fresh turkey, then you are missing out on a delicacy. Turkeys that have been frozen sometimes 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. You don't know because there is no expiration date on how long a turkey can be frozen before they can sell it. And so you don't know how long the turkey, that frozen turkey that you bought, has been frozen. And I'll tell you the difference. And there's a reason why it costs more if it's fresh. If once you thaw out your frozen turkey, push your thumb on the breast. And if you see an indentation that remains there, you can rest assured that the flesh of that bird has been frozen, and basically the freshness of it, the flavor of it, is basically gone because the ice has done damage to the flesh of the bird. Contrast that with buying a fresh bird and do the same thing. Push your thumb on the breast and watch it spring back up. All makes all the difference in the world. The flavor of a turkey that's never been frozen. And really, to be honest with you, you pay more, but you know, you always get what you pay for. When turkeys are, and here's when turkeys are $1.20 a pound during Thanksgiving for a frozen bird, or sometimes 99 cents. But a fresh turkey is $2.80 a pound. Figure it out. Something must be going on with the turkey that's $2.80 a pound that's better than the one that's 99 cents a pound. Hey, Bill, what's going on, man?
Well, boy, you put me in the Thanksgiving mood. You haven't got me hungry right now. you must be a heck of a cook, but I'll tell you what, if this happens, I do a lot in the outdoors, run outfitting service, take people hunting. We do a lot of turkey hunting in spring. If you like fresh turkey, I would give you, if I can, a wild turkey, and you'd make that. And, buddy, I'm telling you right now, you think domestic turkey tastes good, you ought to try a wild one.
Never had a wild turkey.
What we recommend is you pluck them, and then you stuff them with apples and oranges or just standard stuffing, but the breast meat is dark.
Oh, really?
And that wild turkey uses every muscle in his body. He flies.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's got to fly. As far as the domestic turkey, they couldn't fly if you ask him.
Bill, I wish we had more time. You know, I wish we had more time. I'm going to bring this back up because we got a little time. Thank you very much. Thank everybody who made the show go. You know, I got to get out of here. Thank you, Calvin. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Enjoy this week. It's going to be really warm the whole week. See you later.
With you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.